Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, India and Pakistan are set to lock horns for the last time at the International Court of Justice in the Kulbhushan Jadhav trial today. A Pakistani military court had sentenced Jadhav, a retired Indian Navy officer, to death on charges of espionage and terrorism after a close trial in April 2017. Now, India on Wednesday had urged the ICJ to annul Jadhav's death sentence, saying that Jadhav has become a pawn in Pakistan's tool to divert international scrutiny from itself. Harish Salve, who is representing the Indian side, called Pakistan a state sponsor of terrorism, citing the recent Pulwama terror attack and the strikes in Iran. Now, as the countries fight it out in the UN court, another conflict close home is brewing back at the home turf, with the centre revolving on downgrading the security of all 18 Jammu and Kashmir separatist leaders and 155 other political persons. The list also included Waheed Barra, a close aide of former Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti, and ex-bureaucrat Shah Faisal. The process of withdrawal of security began this Sunday, 2 days after Home Minister Rajnath Singh's visit to Srinagar, during which he had said that security given to people getting funds from Pakistan and its snooping agency ISI should be reviewed. Pakistan has also found a place, as expected, in the discussions between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the visiting Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Wednesday. The two leaders, in their joint press statement, condemned in the strongest terms the terror attack on the CRPF convoy in Pulwama and vowed to dismantle terrorism infrastructure. Now, what's next is that India has submitted a dossier highlighting Pakistan's involvement in the Pulwama attack to the global agency Financial Action Task Force, seeking the blacklisting of the country for funding terror. An FATF spokesperson told CNN News 18 on Wednesday that the compliance with recommendations are currently under review. Moving on, over 50,000 farmers embarked on a 180-kilometer-long march from Nashik to Mumbai for the second time in the last 12 months. Farmers from 23 districts of Maharashtra joined in the march, which will end at Mumbai on February 27th. Meanwhile, an anxious Maharashtra government has announced that it will not allow farmers to carry forward the march. In a clampdown on the farmers' leaders, the police not only denied them permission to, but have also started a process of stopping and fining the vehicles which carried farmers from various places to Nashik and Palghar. Now, Congress leader Shashi Tharoor has found himself under the scanner once again, as he will appear before a sessions court today in connection with the murder of his wife, Sunanda Pushkar. Sunanda Pushkar was found dead in a Delhi hotel under mysterious circumstances on the 17th of January in 2014, after which Tharoor had been charged under Sections 306 and 498A of the Indian Penal Code. However, he has then and again dismissed the charges against him as preposterous and has denied to have any connection in the murder. Right, but this, let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. Narendra Modi and Saudi Crown Prince MBS have condemned in the strongest terms the Pulwama terror attack, which was carried out by a suicide bomber of Pakistan-based terrorist group Jaish-e-Mohammed. Both sides in a joint statement said that they agree on the need to create conditions necessary for resumption of dialogues between India and Pakistan. Earlier yesterday, the two leaders held bilateral talks in the shadow of escalating tensions with Pakistan over the attack. The Crown Prince had arrived in New Delhi after a visit to Pakistan, where he has praised Islamabad's effort for regional peace and security. Now, after his India visit, the Crown Prince is set to visit China. It is alliance politics this time for the Lok Sabha elections, as the DMK and the Congress now in Tamil Nadu have sealed a seat-sharing agreement a day after the AIA-DMK and the BJP finalized their alliance and decided on the division of seats. Now, DMK President M.K. Stalin said that the Congress will contest from 9 seats in Tamil Nadu and 1 from Puducherry. According to sources, the Congress had been bargaining for 16 seats from the state, which sends 39 lawmakers to the Lok Sabha. Now, the DMK has not yet finalized its own seat share. However, as it is still deciding on other potential alliance partners in the state. Now, the Supreme Court on Wednesday held industrialist Anil Ambani and the Reliance Communication Group guilty of contempt for breaching undertakings to clear outstanding dues to Ericsson India. Ambani and directors of the group companies, however, escaped the jail term since the court said that the contempt can be purged by making clear the dues within 4 weeks along with an interest. A bench headed by Justice Rohinton F. Nariman ordered Ambani and the RCOM companies to pay up to ₹453 crore with interest within these 4 weeks. It further added that the contemners will suffer a jail term of 3 months and an additional penalty of ₹1 crore if they fail to make the payment. Now, in another disturbing incident of the fallout of the Pulwama terror attack, a Pakistani national lodged in the Jaipur Central Jail serving a life sentence was killed on Wednesday in a brawl with other inmates, allegedly over the volume of the television. An official said that Sharkahullah, a 45-year-old man, was from Pakistan's Punjab's Sialkot and was hit with a large stone during a fight with 8 other prisoners. Now, Pakistan has in return expressed concerns and sought a response from India on the killing. So that's all for today. But in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.